This is St. Louis Public Radio. After years of promoting free parking, Mid-America Airport in Muskoda, about 25 miles east of St. Louis on Interstate 64, will start charging a fee sometime next year. As St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt reports, officials say the extra money will help the airport eventually become self-sufficient. But some customers say it could affect their decision on whether to fly out of the Metro East facility.
As an Allegiant Airlines plane sits on the tarmac after flying some people back from Florida, Jessie Mitchell is inside Mid-America waiting to pick up her mother-in-law. It's her first time at the airport, and for the Marion, Illinois resident, it's cheaper and more convenient than going all the way to Lambert. But that could change once free parking goes away.
I don't really want to pay if I'm just picking somebody up, you know, but I could understand if someone's leaving their car, there might be a small fee.
Airport Director Tim Cantwell does not think adding a, quote, nominal parking fee will have a huge impact on customers. It's something he and other Mid-America officials do not take lightly. They've been studying the issue for months, and Cantwell says it comes down to the bottom line.
And we're not trying to lasso any kind of free revenue from somewhere. What we're trying to do is to have a normal business model, a normal growing airport.
He's hoping to have a paid system in place by April, but first, the lot has to be upgraded with some security features, a payment option needs to be agreed upon, and then there's the issue of pricing. Cantwell says rates could be set by another party that might land a parking contract with Mid-America, and he also foresees a payment structure that could deal with short-term and long-term passengers.
We have people parking here for 4 or 5 months at a time. They'll go down to Florida and they'll stay there for 4 or 5 months and they'll come up and pick up their car. So it'll be like their local garage. And that's okay.
Cantwell says roughly 30% of revenue for most airports throughout the country comes from parking. Aviation consultant David Plavin says that estimate could be high.
About half of the revenue on average will come from the airlines, that is to say in the form of landing fees. And the rest of it will come from things that the customers pay the airport directly for, so like parking.
The former Port Authority of New York and New Jersey aviation director says even with parking revenue, smaller airports are at risk of being squeezed out because of industry trends like airline consolidation. Plavin is also a former president of the Airports Council International and says smaller operations like Mid-America are focusing on price and convenience.
They're trying to sell the idea of the lack of congestion, the ease of accessibility, the freedom from the tyranny of a single dominant carrier, for example. But as they say, they're not usually being very successful these days.
As luggage rolls through security machines inside the airport, Anthony Holscher waits for his flight. The Florida resident says cost is a key reason why he keeps going through Mid-America.
Fly from Florida, direct flight for 2 hours. I mean, you know, under $200. Basically, it's $100 each way. I don't think you can really argue on the price on that.
Holscher grew up in Union, Missouri, and lived in South St. Louis for almost a decade, so he's in a pretty good position to gauge Mid-America's options. He admits there are some downsides to a smaller airport, like when a flight is delayed.
A lot of time to kill here. I mean, that would definitely probably be an advantage of, a bigger airport where there'd probably be more some options for food and bars if you want to grab a drink or something like that.
Airport officials are not focusing on such amenities at this point. Cantwell says they are sticking to a four-pronged business plan that includes a close relationship with neighboring Scott Air Force Base.
Best joint-use airport in the nation, leisure passenger service to places that aren't served or that could use more service. International cargo definitely is a growth model that will really enhance the region in air commerce and then maintenance per overhaul.
All those elements are vital for Mid-America to possibly become self-sustaining and potentially shed a controversial image long held by some that the airport has been a drain on taxpayers. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Wayne Pratt.